Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. If you're following the Old Testament reading schedule this year, read number 6, Song of Songs 4, and Psalm 119, 1 through 24. This devotional is about Psalm 119, 1 through 24. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies and seek him with all their heart. They do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. You have ordained your precepts, that we should keep them diligently. Oh, that my ways were committed to keeping your statutes! Then I would not be ashamed when I consider all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I proclaim all the judgments of your mouth. I rejoice in the way of your testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger on the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. Remove my scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Though rulers sit and slander me, your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies are indeed my delight. They are my counselors. This is God's word. Being blessed is something that happens to you. It's an aspect of God's grace, the result of his choice to bring benefits into your life. You don't earn blessings any more than you earn God's forgiveness or eternal life. It is a gift, and God bestows blessings when he wills, how much he wills, and to whom he wills, according to the purpose of his will. Nevertheless, our passage for today, Psalm 119, describes people who are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord, who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart, as blessed. That's verses 1 and 2 here in Psalm 119. And other passages of Scripture tell us that God blesses those who hear, meditate on, and obey his word. You can see Joshua 1:8 and James 1:25 for just a couple of passages that say that. Doesn't this indicate that if we do certain things, we will receive God's blessings? In other words, don't these passages that command hearing and obeying God's word in some sense refute what I said earlier about blessings being something that happened to you rather than that you earn? No, the answer is no. Because the very desire to know God's word that compels you to learn and obey it is part of God's gracious work in your life. It's part of God's blessing in your life. In verse 10, the psalmist cried out, these are the words of the NIV, "Do not let me stray from your commands." And that demonstrates that it was God's work in the songwriter's heart that gave him a desire to read, learn, and follow God's word. Furthermore, God's word is one of the ways in which God gives grace to us. It is a means of grace, to use the words of the reformers and others. So the desire to learn and practice God's word is a gift from God itself. So is the word itself. With these gifts, God has left promises that the one who lives by his word will find God's blessings in his or her life. Is there anywhere in your life where you are resisting obedience to God's word? Has it ever occurred to you that you may be missing out on God's blessing because of it? Think about that today, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.